some theory here. Priya maybe. PUL maybe. About the views on sexuality. There in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. This is just my theory. I mean, it's all there in the writings of Rupa Goswami and others. Very amorous, sensual, very much loving exchange between Radha and Krishna and so on. Why then did Srila Prabhupada, this should be a prayer. Keep that away from us, from his followers. It might be, and this is my theory, because he came to such a materialistic culture. Of course it is. That he couldn't talk about these things, because just look at people's view on sexuality in these materialistic places where it's simply seen as a physical, lusty, animalistic act. And thus as something in itself rather dirty or negative or whatever. However, in India, they have a completely different view on that. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, of course they do, because the Adiras there, the amorous pastimes of God, are central for the entire cosmology, you could say, of the Bhagavatam, for instance. So it's natural that he hit that. But the question is whether it was a good thing to do or still is a good thing to do, because what may not have been apparent or obvious to Srila Prabhupada was that the result of that became very detrimental, very non-loving relationships between devotees, because they came from these materialistic civilized, you know, cultures or countries. So they themselves saw, for instance, you know, sex and even exchanges of love as weakness or something unwanted, animalistic or whatever. So it became seen as something very bad and ugly and the worst and the dirtiest and, you know, the lowest thing of all, to be avoided at all cost, which is not really the it leads to neurosis. This can be developed more, but I'm tired now.